Heute vor 75 Jahren, am 13. Mai 1945, ist Kathleen Cleaver geboren. Sie ist bekannt für ihre Tätigkeit als Rechtsanwältin, Autorin, Juraprofessorin und Aktivistin. Besonders bekannt ist sie allerdings dafür, dass sie sich in den 60ern bei der Black Panther Party engagiert hat. Cleaver war verantwortlich für Öffentlichkeitsarbeit und sie war die erste Frau im Zentralkomitee der Black Panther Party. In einem Interview im American Black Journal, das Detroit Public TV, erzählt sie von den Anfängen der Organisation.
There were a lot of murders of young black men who were unarmed, who were innocent by police. In particular, one that kind of got the Black Panther Party started was a young man named Denzel Dowell who was running away, shot in the back. And his mother got in touch with the Panthers. She said, no one will help us. No one will do anything. And they went out, and the first issue of the Black Panther newspaper was, why was Denzel Dowell killed? So there's been, I would say, thousands of Denzel Dowell-like killings since that. But that's what provoked the start. The Black Panther Party for Self-Defense was the name of the organization in California where it started. Shortly after Stokely Carmichael, who was the chair of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee at that time, called for black power. It was the first organization organized around black power. We want power to determine the destiny of our own black community. So it was a group of young men and women. It started out with actually two, and then there was three, Bobby Seale, Huey Newton, and then Bobby Hutton, who was a teenager. Bobby was a veteran, Huey Newton was a law student and Bobby Hutton was a high school kid.
1966 wurde ein Freund von Cleaver, Sammy Young, ermordet, nachdem er eine Toilette benutzte, die nur weiße Menschen benutzen durften. Cleaver verließ darauf das College, um für das Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, zu arbeiten. Das SNCC war eine der bedeutendsten Organisationen der schwarzen Bürgerrechtsbewegung in den USA. In dieser Zeit, Ende der 60er, wandelten sich die Ziele und das Motto der Bewegung von Freedom Now zu Black Power. Kathleen Cleaver organisierte eine Studentinnenkonferenz an der Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee. Dort traf sie Eldridge Cleaver, Mitbegründer der Black Panther Party, der einen Vortrag hielt. Er war gerade aus dem Knast entlassen worden und hatte Soul on Ice veröffentlicht, eines der einflussreichsten Werke schwarzer US-amerikanischer Literatur. Ein Jahr später zog Kathleen nach San Francisco, wurde Mitglied der Black Panther Party und heiratete Eldridge Cleaver. Das war ca. 3 Wochen, nachdem Huey Newton, Gründungsmitglied der Black Panther Party, für schuldig befunden wurde, einen Polizisten getötet zu haben.
The Black Panther Party blew up, not as an organization, but as an image. All over the country, people saw it, all over the world. I would say it was a hit, particularly with people who are targets of police brutality. So there were chapters in Oakland, then San Francisco, then LA, then across the East West Coast, then across the country to New York. So the party just exploded. Part of the reason it exploded is because Huey Newton, who was the chair, ended up in a shooting confrontation with an Oakland policeman. Now there are lots of shooting confrontations with police in the 60s. People are coming back from Vietnam, refusing to go to Vietnam. There's a lot of shooting going on. In this particular shooting, something happened that rarely happened. Most of the incidents, policemen shoot someone who's young and black and they say it's justifiable homicide, period. In this instance, police shot at Huey Newton, he shot back, and guess what? He survived and John Fry died. So it's been all over the news that leader of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense survived, the police went berserk, the Panthers hit the news, and the rest, you might say, is history. But this issue of police violence, police brutality against black youth, particularly black men, is what started the Black Panther Party. When I came into the Black Panther Party, I had already met Eldridge Cleaver. I was in the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee in Atlanta, Georgia. He was in California. He called me and said, you've got to come out here and help us. Huey Newton is shot. Bobby Seale was already serving time for the visit to Sacramento with the armed delegation. The party was in shambles. There were about 5 people. So I came out to help, and we were able to get it rolling. And by the time Bobby Seale got out, we had demonstrations around the courthouse. The party reassembled in another format. It was started Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. It came into Black Panther Party. The role of women expanded tremendously. The popularity expanded tremendously. The Free Huey movement caught on internationally and domestically. I believe the model that generated the Black Panther Party was really Malcolm X and also, to some extent, Ho Chi Minh. It was not a woman's model. It was a sort of a warrior model. It attracted many women. Many women are warriors. This is not a secret. It's not part of the image that is cultivated in this society.
Kathleen Cleaver wurde Pressesprecherin und erste Frau im Zentralkomitee. Sie organisierte die nationale Kampagne zur Befreiung von Huey Newton, der zu der Zeit im Knast saß. Die Black Panther Party wurde von Repressionen und staatlicher, massiver Gewalt bekämpft. Die Cleavers erlebten Hausdurchsuchungen und Schießereien. 1971 waren knapp 30 Mitglieder der Black Panther Party getötet worden.
During the Vietnam War, one of the films about the party, there's a man who's actually a former CIA agent says, well, they're killing people in Vietnam. Then they start killing them here. I mean, so the Panthers were put out of business by arrest, by murders, and by intrigue on the part of the government in a warlike manner. There was a shootout, an attack, a raid every week on the Black Panther Party. It culminated in 1969. 4 days after the murder of the chairman of the Black Panther Party in Chicago, in his sleep, there was a raid by the LAPD on the Black Panther office in Los Angeles, and they figured they're going to mop these people up. Guess what? It was a five-hour shootout, and the police never took the office, and no one was killed. So that was sort of the point at which they said, okay, let's get rid of them 100%. I was out of the country by that time, and so the Black Panther Party was engaged in a war with the state.
Die Militanz, mit der die Black Panther Party dieser Gewalt begegneten, ist in heutigen sozialen Bewegungen schwer zu finden. Kathleen Cleaver erklärt in einem Interview von 2016:
I'm very surprised that people are comparing Black Lives Matter and the Black Panthers. First of all, Black Lives Matter was started by three women. Black Panther Party was started by two men. One's a veteran, one's a law student. The Black Lives Matter is taking a pledge of nonviolence. The Black Panther Party said, we're for self-defense. The Black Panther Party looked at the Nation of Islam and how they had a 10-point platform and program, 10 points, what we want, what we believe. They said, well, we like that motto, but we won't have those goals. So we had a 10-point platform, what we want, what we believe. Point one, we want power to determine the destiny of our own black community. It was a movement for liberation of black people as a community. Not merely to stop the police from killing us, but to change the economics, change the politics, change the dynamics, particularly focusing on police violence and the massive imprisonment of black people. It seems that the black community was more compact and more able to respond vigorously to this level of violence than now. We had more families, more working men. Now we have a lot of devastation. The post, what do you call it, crack era, the post mass imprisonment era, decline in education, decline in health, damages that were not present in the 60s. But the police seem to be imposing the same type of negative, hostile, violent retaliation that's they seem to seek out innocent, unarmed people to shoot at. This is very racist. In my opinion, it's criminal. So what I notice is different is there's a larger outcry from the public in general, from citizens against this.
Die aktuellen politischen Entwicklungen sieht Kathleen Cleaver als sehr problematisch. Sie seien das Gegenteil von dem, was die Black Panther Party erreichen wollte, erklärt sie.
It's the opposite of the kind that we wanted. We wanted power to determine the destiny of our own black community. We wanted an immediate end to police brutality. The society is becoming more fascist, less democratic, more layered, less egalitarian. Rich people at the top and a whole bunch of people who aren't rich all the way down. More concentrated wealth, more widely distributed poverty. These are bad signs. It's very, very bad for democracy. Well, in fact, I don't see a lot of democracy.